This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Margot Robbie will star in a female-led Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Birds of Prey screenwriter Christina Hodson will write the film. The actress-turned-producer will star in the female-led film, which will contain a new storyline featuring different characters. Favorites like Captain Jack Sparrow won't be in the spin-off, cause he's too busy with his divorce from Amber Heard. Justin Bieber has filed a $20 million defamation lawsuit against two anonymous Twitter users who accused the singer of sexual assault. One girl tweeted that Bieber sexually assaulted her in 2014 in a Four Seasons hotel room in Austin, Texas. The second made a similar accusation she says took place in New York in 2015. Yeah, they're definitely not believers. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were seen holding hands at Nobu in Malibu. This only a few weeks after she split from longtime husband Brian Austin Green. A source said, quote, "They hang out at Megan several times a week. She only sees him when the boys are with Brian," unquote. Fox has three kids with Green, ages 7, 6, and 3. So when the boys are away, the Fox will play. HBO has announced that it's renewed the festival of misery called Curb Your Enthusiasm for an 11th season. In a statement, creative star Larry David said, quote, "Believe me, I'm as upset about this as you are. One day I can only hope that HBO will come to their senses and grant me the cancellation I so richly deserve," unquote. I guess you can't keep a neurotic man down. Disney Plus announced a new visual album from Beyoncé, Black is King, inspired by The Lion King. It's coming to the streaming service at the end of July. Black is King was written, directed, and executive produced by Beyoncé. It will premiere just after the one-year anniversary of the theatrical release of Disney's The Lion King remake, for which Queen Bey voiced Nala. Very cool. Dr. Dre's wife, Nicole Young, filed for divorce after 24 years of marriage. The now estranged couple, Dre 55 and Young 50, share two adult children together, 23-year-old son Truce and 19-year-old daughter Truly. There's no prenuptial agreement, which could leave the famed music producer's reported net worth of $800 million up for grabs. Yeesh. Comedian Sacha Baron Cohen infiltrated a conservative rally in Washington, making his way on stage and getting some people in the crowd to sing racist lyrics about President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the Wuhan flu. The rally, titled March for Our Rights 3, was organized by the Washington 3%ers, a right-wing militia organization. Idiots! The Rolling Stones are working with their music publishing company, BMI, to stop Donald Trump's use of "you can't always get what you want" at rallies. Yeah, a cease and desist order was sent to keep the song from being used for political purposes. And the band says there'll be a lawsuit if the president continues using the song without a license. No sympathy for that devil. Producers of The Simpsons announced that the show will no longer feature white performers voicing characters of color, while the white actor who voices Cleveland on The Family Guy announced that he would also be stepping down from his role. The announcements arrived in the wake of similar changes within newer animated series Big Mouth and Central Park. Yep, about time. Fans are furious with Grammy winner Frank Ocean after his website repeatedly delayed fulfilling their orders for clothing and vinyl copies of the singer's music. After months of no communication from the singer's site, Blonded.com, spurned buyers are now talking to one another about chargebacks and possibly even filing a class action lawsuit against the singer. Fail. Kanye West has inked a deal with clothing manufacturer The Gap. Kanye worked in a Gap store as a teen growing up in Chicago. Back in 2015, West said, quote, "I'd like to be the Steve Jobs of the Gap," unquote. The retailer issued a statement that they were excited about the deal and looked forward to offering Kanye's complete Yeezy line and to save it from going bankrupt. Kelly Clarkson is thankful for her estranged husband, Brandon Blackstock, despite their recent fallout. The singer won a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show Host for her first season. Following her win, she took to Twitter to thank her whole team, including Blackstock, who's an executive producer on the show. Well, Clarkson evidently is the class act. In the wake of her white privilege scandal, Jessica Mulroney has hired a big crisis PR team to help her with her image. Mulroney came under fire earlier this month when black influencer Sasha Exeter revealed details of Mulroney's negative treatment of her following a disagreement. Meghan Markle has reportedly distanced herself from her longtime friend. Drama! 10-year-old Nandi Bushell captured thousands of people's hearts after she began sharing videos of herself rocking out as she played the drums and guitar while screaming. She got some love from one of her favorite musicians, Rage Against the Machine guitarist Tom Morello, who sent her one of his guitars after watching her cover their anthem, Guerrilla Radio. Nandi is now free to return to obscurity. The Trash Bin. Kim Kardashian is rich, but you might be surprised by just how much money Kim is worth these days. The mother of four sold a chunk of her Skims shapewear line to Coty, the same company that made Kylie a billionaire by purchasing a portion of her cosmetics company. But like her sister, they're both only really worth $900 million. Back to work, bitches.
The news wrap-up.
In a slam against China, India has banned TikTok, WeChat, and 57 other apps to ensure safety and sovereignty of Indian cyberspace. Boeing and the FAA have started the first test flights of 737 MAX jets since the deadly crashes. Google has announced it will automatically delete your location history by default. Amazon has bought self-driving technology company Zoox. Let that sink in.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Outpost, starring Orlando Bloom, is the top streaming film.
The number one album.
Little Baby stays on top for the fifth week with My Turn.
The number one app.
Crossfire is the top paid app.
The number one book.
The Room Where It Happened by John Bolton is the best-selling nonfiction book.
25-year-old Trevor Daniels' debut EP, Homesick, was released in 2018 and featured the song Falling, which hit the charts in more than 20 countries after going viral in 2019. His debut studio album, Nicotine, also featured the hit song. This March, as the coronavirus clampdown hit the U.S., Trevor released the song Past Life. The song is about releasing the toxic relationships you have in your past, coming to terms with them by just letting go. The song got some attention, but one of the co-writers, Phineas O'Connell, also had worked on the latest album by Selena Gomez, Rare. O'Connell suggested Gomez for the remix, and the rest is history. Here's Trevor Daniel featuring Selena Gomez with a song of the week, Past Life.
Gave me what I wanted when I needed it, honestly I mean it.
And if I could convince myself to feel it, you know I would feel it, I would. Perfect timing.
I saw it, I don't know how to end.
Tell me, mind me.
I ruined it before it began. Oh, last night was the last night of my past life. Got me here like you can never figure me out. Last night was the last time, was the last time. I'll never let you figure me out. Sitting here talking to myself, thinking how I used to. Only thing I'm used to.
That was Trevor Daniel featuring Selena Gomez with the song of the week, Past Life. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.